Hello, I'm Pastor Aaron Burke. I have the privilege to serve as one of the pastors here at Faith Church in Lafayette, Indiana. I also have the joy and privilege to serve on our counseling team with Faith Biblical Counseling Ministries as an ACBC certified counselor serving in our counseling center, providing counseling to our community as well as to those in our church family. This session, Pursuing God and Putting Off Pornography, it builds upon our track one session, Understanding and Overcoming Sexual Sin. And so I want to review a few of the points that we talked about in track one that sort of sets the groundwork and the framework, and we're now expanding on some additional principles that can help as you minister to those who are struggling with pornography. When I use the word pornography, I'm using it in the term of broadest sexual immorality in all shapes of forms, right? Whether it was staying and living together before married, whether it's online or internet pornography, whether it's adultery and sexual immorality in that way, whether it's homosexuality, I would say all of these types of sexual immorality can be under the area of pornography, and that's the way I'm approaching this section. But I want to review a few of what we talked about in our track one session. We had mentioned that sexual sin begins with our desires. James 1:13 says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil. He himself does not tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when he's carried away and enticed by his own lust coming from his heart." And so that's foundational as we think about what is the hope and the answer for those struggling with sexual temptation. It's an issue of the heart, and we have to get to the matters of the heart and renewing the heart. The heart has to be made new by God's power and grace. Sexual sin is characterized by its deceitfulness as well. Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end, its way leads to death." When we struggle with any type of sin, we are deceived. Scripture in Ephesians 4 talks about our deceitful lusts. And so we have to understand that sexual sin is also very, very deceitful, and it deceives many. We also discussed that those in sexual sin need to develop a right view of the cross. It's salvation in Christ that helps them to grow and change in order to be able to please the Lord in the area of sexual immorality. And so Romans 6 talks about how because of Christ's death and his resurrection, we can be united with Christ by faith in his death. And so we are then dead to sin. We can also be united by faith in his resurrection so that we are now alive to God in Christ. And so sin no longer is our master. It does not dominate. It does not control. So we can say yes to pleasing God as a believer. And so those in sexual sin need to have a right view of the cross and what that means as far as for hope for overcoming sexual sin in their life. We also discussed sexual sin can be prevented and overcome through Christ. Romans 8:35 through 37 says, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Not even pornography. No sin, but in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Amen. And so we're going to be building on these principles with some additional specific strategies and applications in the counseling setting for pursuing God with focused application of putting off pornography and pursuing the Lord. All of us have been impacted by the horrors of sexual morality. The sin of pornography. Some have seen this horrible harlotry ruin relationships. Some of us have children who are experiencing crushing consequences because of sexual sin in their life. Some of those people even imprisoned for this type of infidelity. Some of us are struggling to even slay this sin right now. The first strategy, see, that God provides to help us to pursue God and to put off porn that I want us to focus on today is I want you to fight with the end in sight. Encourage those who are in the battle and the throw of fighting pornography. They need to look to the end. They have to have the end in sight, the goal in sight, the purpose of God for all these things in sight. Because the temptation for somebody who's coming, usually struggling with sexual immorality or pornography, many times it's an ongoing habit. It's been for years, and they're now coming to you and they're saying, "I've lived in this and I've enjoyed this and I'm miserable and I don't want it anymore. I want help." And they can feel so discouraged that they just want to give up. "I just want to quit. I just want to stop." And our great counselor gives us words to his church, not to give up, to keep going, to persevere in this battle because you know the end. You know what God is going to do with this sin. And that should give you great hope to pursue him and to continue to put it off day by day by day by day as you pursue him. Consider the billions of lives just destroyed by pornography, the carnage to children and men and women that they experience. Think of all the marriages corrupted. Think of all the relationships that have been ruined by this deceitful promise of pleasure. And God wants you and I to be confident that he is going to win this battle. He will help slay the siren of sexual immorality that seeks to destroy human beings and humanity. See, God gets the glory in judging sexual immorality. Amen. God will get the glory in judging and having victory over sexual immorality. Think of the end of Revelation 9, 1 through 6. After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power, they belong to our God. He is the type of power even over sexual morality, because his judgments are true and righteous." Then it goes on to say, "For he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her." And a second time they said, "Hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever." Praise the Lord that God is going to get glory in judging this sin along with every other sin. See, the prostitute of pornography tries to present itself to us as something glorious and pleasurable. And the anti-God aspects of culture will place pornography on a pedestal in the hopes that as we pass by, people will look and will lust and be led astray. See, but Christians rejoice. We can sing over the thought of pornography's downfall along with all sin. See, God helps us see sexual morality for what it is. He says, look to the end. Look at what I'm going to do. That should shape how you're going to pursue me and put off this thing now. See, we help our counselees by helping them fight with the end in sight. Help your counselee consider this scene. Help them to imagine the judgment. Every time that the thought of pornography comes, the temptation to sexual matter, remember God will get the glory in judging and destroying this sin. Encourage them to commit to praising God for his glory that he'll demonstrate for judging sexual immorality. They have to grow in developing a right justice and a hatred for sin. And helping them think about the end of this will help them with that. That's why God gives us his word in this way. This is to help us to overcome. Those committing sexual immorality regularly will have a hard time rejoicing like the multitude in this passage. See, and sanctification involves preparing them for the day to be with Christ. And so I can ask them, am I going to be thankful? Am I rejoicing if pornography was banned? Or if it was a crime that was punished severely? Well, I rejoice in that because I see that as an opportunity for me to pursue the Lord. And I understand that there's going to be an even greater judgment and greater punishments coming for the sexually immoral. And so help them hate sin like God hates it. So what might a homework application be like of this? You might have a counselee when they're tempted by pornography to encourage them this week to think about the judgment scene of Revelation 9. Every time the thought comes in, immediately first think about this judgment scene of Revelation 19 and praise God for the ways that he's going to get glory in judging sexual immorality. Give thanks with two specific ways that you see that God will be glorified in judging sexual sin. Right, so we can say something like, "Thank you, God, that you're going to judge this harlotry. I praise you, God, that you always speak what is true, but this harlot wants me to be deceived. Praise you that you're not going to deceive me." The whole point is we want our counselees thinking with the end in sight in their fight against sexual immorality, that they will overcome by God's power and by his glory. And God will make sure that the horrors of sexual sin that many of our counselees are just getting a taste of now, they have the hope that one day these things will be put to death. See, God helps us pursue him and put off pornography, not just by remembering the judgment of sin, though. So that's one part. We want to hate sin more, and we need to help our counselees hate sin more. But also, because at God's right hand, there's pleasures forevermore. So I just don't put off. God's telling me to pursue something that's way more pleasurable. And it's not a pleasure that deceives you. It's a pleasure that is righteous and good and satisfying to your soul. God gives a better alternative with a more satisfying ending. See, Christians inherit a world